How about number 5 and 6?
Reins.
Okay.
A bridle. The whole thing's
Is a
called a
bridle.
bridle.
Okay. How about the thing that goes under his throat here?
Chin strap.
Okay, chin strap. Would they ever call it a, that's number 4. Would they ever call it a throat latch?
Not in this country.
Okay.
I don't think what we called that. Some of them didn't have one on. Okay. And
how about, would they have a name for number 2, the part that goes
nose
over?
Nose strap.
Okay. And how about number 3? Would they call those cheek straps or
side
straps?
I don't know
straps?
If I ever heard a name for them.
Okay. Okay. That's fine. The thing that ranchers would use to rope cattle.
Their lasso.
Okay. Whatever. Is that the same thing as a lariat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I suppose lariat was used more than lasso, really.
Okay. Great. And I was wondering, in the old days, they have these now, but I was wondering if they had them back then. It was a type of a thing you'd move dirt in, and it had a wheel in front, and a big bucket with 2 handles. They have them nowadays too. I just wondered if they had them in the old days.
They didn't have any wheels in front of them.
Not here.
Okay. What'd they have?
They were slips and sweepers. And
okay.
Scrapers.
Okay.
A slip was a 2-horse deal with very small, probably as big as this. But the scrapers were 6 feet long and 3 feet wide, and they used 4 horses on them abreast.
There's still another word. I'm trying to think what
you ever heard of. I'm sure you heard of a. I was wondering if old days they had anything like a wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow.
Oh, yeah, we have lots
of
wheelbarrow.
In the old days, yeah.
Everybody had a wheelbarrow.
Okay. Okay. And a burlap bag might be called a what?
Gunny sack.
Okay. Is that would they have said gunny sack more than burlap bag?
Yes. Okay. It was always a gunny sack.
Go down Texas, a tote bag.
Yeah, or in the South, it might be a toe sack or a
crocus sack. And it became tote sack.
Because you toted things.
Shorted it up for toe sack.
Yeah, yeah.
It was gunny sack
they
here.
Used the burlap bags for the gunny sacks. They cut them so that part of it went over your shoulder, and it was your fish basket when you went fishing.
Oh,
put some hay in it, and you put the fish in it when you caught them.
My dad used to do that.
Huh.
They use gunny sacks for a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah.
Put them over the horses' noses to keep the flies from biting.
Huh. Had a lot of uses, didn't it?
It sure did.
Yeah. What would you call a boat that is rowed around in with oars?
Canoe.
Okay. And the thing that a cowboy might crack at a cattle to get it going?
Prod.
Okay.
Whip.
Okay. Okay. Pronounce that for me.
Quirt.
Quirt? What's one that you would maybe crack like a bull?
Whip.
Okay. Did they say whip in this area or bull whip? Or those?
Whip.
Okay.
Whip.
Okay. In the old days.
Bull whips came with the auction.
Okay.
That was the bull.
Okay. Okay. What would they have used on the ranch to sharpen tools with?
Grindstone.
Okay, great. And do you remember if they had anything, pieces of wood that were in the form of A or X frames that they would lay wood on to work on, if they were sawing it or hammering it? Or just wondering if you had anything like a sawhorse or a...
Oh, sawhorse.
Okay.
Sawed a lot of wood on a
sawbuck. Sawbuck, okay. Which of those words did you hear more?
Sawbuck.
Sawbuck, okay. We were talking about fences earlier. Did they ever build fences in this area out of rock or stone?
I don't think they ever did.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Do people in this area make a distinction between rocks and stones? Are those different things?
I think they usually call them rocks here.
Okay, okay. What kind of plows can you remember them using in the old days?
Oh, had